Hello, my name is Meg. Welcome to the Unedited Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. The goal of this podcast is to help you both develop and enjoy the habit of daily Bible reading and prayer. About 20 years ago, at a very low spot in my life, I was convicted to begin this simple discipline, and I looked up years down the road to see how God had used this habit to heal deep places in my heart and do incredible things in my life. And so over the years, it's really become my greatest passion to help others get to know Jesus through His Word and through His presence. Through this podcast, I'm hoping to help you see the Word of God with fresh eyes, to learn to slow down with your Bible, and ultimately to fall in love with Jesus and to fall in love with your Bible. So thank you so much for joining me today. I am so grateful that you are here. Welcome to Unedited. Happy Friday. I hope it's a great day in your life. And if it's not a great day, I hope you are still choosing to get into the presence of God, to worship God, because He is good. And it is so often in His presence that He changes our perspective and lifts our hearts and our eyes to Him. And so I hope you're having a great day. But like I said, if not, today I am going to talk about real journaling. Every week when I open the show, I state that the goal of the Unedited Podcast is to help you both develop and enjoy the habit of daily Bible reading and prayer. But there really is a third goal of this podcast. There's probably more than three, but another primary goal of this podcast is to help you incorporate journaling into your life. And I just wanted to talk about real life journaling. Before I do, I just want to say, if you have not had a chance to listen to Brother Aaron Bounds and the interview that I was able to record with him that was posted last week, please take some time out and listen. He shared such incredible things. There was such a heavy anointing as I interviewed him and I was ministered to so personally, so profoundly. I literally had tears running down my cheek pretty much the entire time that he was talking. It was very, very, very good. And actually, that interview is part of what prompted this. In the middle of the interview, Brother Bounds stated that he has a prayer journal. And so I asked him what his prayer journal looks like, and he was able to share a little bit about that. And so I've just been thinking a lot about journaling and the impact it's had in my life personally, and how much I really long to help others learn to journal and just capture the big and the beautiful moments of their life, and also the low and hard moments of their life, and the little moments and the memories. And so that's reminder number one. Note number one, listen to the interview with Aaron Bounds. Number two, if you have been blessed by or enjoyed the Unedited Podcast, whether that is the weekly shows where I share unedited journal entries, or that is interviews that I've been able to do, would you consider leaving a review? It would just take a couple of minutes. It's a huge way of sharing a message, helps get the podcast a little further down the road, get this message into more people's hands. And so I would be so delighted if you would leave a review on Apple Podcasts, or what, maybe a review on a book on Amazon. That would be so, so, so helpful. So thank you for considering that. Again, today I am going to talk about real journaling. Journaling has been a massive, massive, massive piece of my own journey. And I do want to just start this off. You've probably heard me say this before, but journaling is not a requirement for daily devotions. Daily devotions really have two primary components, Bible reading and prayer. Journaling just really for me has been an augment and a gift and a blessing. And it's not a requirement for relationship with Jesus. There are so many people who have never journaled or really don't journal frequently that have vibrant, profound relationships with Jesus. But I, again, have just benefited so much in my own life, and I would strongly encourage you to journal. Journaling is powerful. There's a lot of therapists, counselors who use this as a tool for people to process through emotions. There's a quote that I first heard from Brother Raymond Woodward. He was quoting Dawson Trotman, and he said, "Thoughts disentangle themselves as they pass through the lips or the fingertips." And you really will find that as you pray, that's thoughts through your lips, or as you journal, thoughts through your fingertips, that the words that go through your mouth in prayer and the thoughts that flow through your fingertips and through a pen or a pencil are slowly going to unravel entangled thoughts in your mind. And they become just massive components on the pathway to whole, on the pathway of healing. And journaling, again, really has been a massive piece of my own journey. And I want you to journal. I want you to be a journaler. There's proof for journaling, and I have shared this on previous episodes. I share this in the book Unedited, Hope and Healing Through the Simple Habit of Bible Reading and Prayer. But there's a couple of articles from New York Times. One states that writing is a powerful tool to organize overwhelming events and make them manageable. The article states that writing about emotional experiences produces as much benefit as a session with a psychotherapist. Also, it's indicated that writing about traumatic experiences was found to raise the level of T cells to fight off infection and virus. And then there was another article from 2018 in the New York Times, and it says there are obvious benefits like a boost in mindfulness, memory, and communication skills. But studies have also found that writing in a journal can lead to better sleep, a stronger immune system, more self-confidence, and a higher IQ. Research out of New Zealand suggests that the practice may even help wounds heal faster. So there really is science behind journaling. It's not just Meg saying, you should journal. I like to journal. There's science behind it. And every week, if you've been here for even a couple weeks, you know that I share something I've written along my own healing journey over the last 23 years. And this is what the Lord originally laid on my heart to do and how Unedited was born. But you are not hearing real journaling. You are hearing the devotional thoughts that I've written after years of journaling almost every day. And there are thousands and thousands and thousands of pages that sound like nothing like what I read every day. I don't even know how many journals I have now. I think it might be getting close to 60. I have written a lot. And what does that real journaling look like? Real journaling is real, it's raw, it's honest, it's a place to process through emotions, through events, and it's also a place to memorialize special moments, memories, even things that I wrote a few months ago. I'm like, wow, I had already completely forgotten about that. Did that actually happen? Our memories are so short. And another quote I heard from Raymond Woodward, I hope I don't misquote this, I don't have it in my notes, but he said, the shortest pencil is better than the longest memory. And it really does help capture special moments in our lives when we put them down on a piece of paper. And so again, it's real, it's raw, it's honest. Don't feel pressured to write journal entries that sound profound or that are well written. That's not journaling. Just write to get your heart out on a piece of paper, get memories out on a piece of paper. There really is no wrong way. Write to work through your emotions. Write prayers, like Brother Bounds talked about last week. Write memories. Write things that you did with your kids or things that your kids say. I have personally written my way through so many seasons. And things just kind of begin to make sense as I write. I get clarity. And remember that I write in a paper journal. You can write in an electronic journal. Some people feel better about that. There's a lot of options for electronic journal apps right now. I have not personally used them, but I do know people who use them and really prefer that. They feel like their thoughts are very safe, very secure in their electronic device. Could be on a computer, iPad, a phone. But again, that's just another option. Journaling is such a beautiful way of chronicling all of the big and the little moments of life. And these really are just such true gems to look back on. Sometimes when you write, it's going to make you cry. And I have found that so often, if I'm just struggling to get into prayer, if I'm struggling to really convey my thoughts to God, I will start writing. And so many times, my prayers are unlocked through my pen. And so sometimes, for me, it's going to look a little bit different every day. Sometimes it looks a little the same every day. Every single day, for the most part, I journal, and I always have four specific things I write every morning. I thought about stating what they are, but they're very, very personal to me. I will just say I always write, "Good morning, Jesus." That's the first thing I write. And then I have three other things that I write, just reminders that I don't want to forget about. And then from there, it's very different. Sometimes I write what I did the day before. Sometimes I write a verse that sticks out to me in my Bible reading. Sometimes I write memories from the day before. Since last fall, I've been gratitude journaling. And each day I write one or two, maybe three. I think today I actually wrote five things I was grateful for from yesterday. And this has been such an amazing way to go back and debrief. You know, we go on, we move so quickly through life, and I can get into today and totally forget what happened yesterday. No clue at all, but it's been such a neat way of just debriefing, thanking God for things that I might have otherwise overlooked. Journaling for me, obviously, has also been a massive piece of Bible study. And sometimes I write down Hebrew or Greek definitions. I'll write down things I read in commentaries. Sometimes I will write quotes from articles I've read online. Just different random things related to what I'm studying in the Bible. And some days I write sermons, quote unquote sermons, that are triggered by Bible verses or by Bible reading or things that God has brought to my mind in real life. And those are the things that you hear on Unedited. I have preached myself hundreds of sermons. I say that jokingly. They're not real sermons, but they're unedited journal entries. And some I choose to share on Unedited or feel led to share on Unedited, and some are just too personal. But I write those type of devotional thoughts maybe 1 to 3 days a week on average. That is not every single day. A lot of times my journaling is a lot more basic of that. So that's just a little picture of what journaling looks like for me. Journaling is so, so powerful, and you will benefit from it, and it doesn't have to look like anybody else's. And so when I say at the end of the podcast, go grab your journal and your Bible, I hope you take me up on that. I hope that you become a journaler, because it is such a gift. I do have three quick things that I always like to share about journaling. Just as reminders and disclaimers, don't write to share, number one. Number two, be cautious when you're writing about painful situations. You can process through the emotion without including names and telltale details, because you're going to forget about that situation, and you don't want people someday in your future after you're dead, Lord willing, or not Lord willing, but should the Lord tarry, to read things they don't need to know about and things that you would prefer to be forgotten. And then just again, what I stated at the beginning, it's not a requirement, but you're going to benefit from it. Today, I'm going to share journal entries you typically don't hear on Unedited. This is sort of a little menagerie, five different things that I have written, just to give you a little taste of what real journaling looks like in my life. From a July day in 2016, I just said to Olive, ugly stamps can send mail too, but it's much less delectable. To which she promptly responded, okay, Anne, no sarcasm whatsoever. Now they are discussing my bright idea of 2016, vacuuming the cat while Yaya was holding her. Let's just say it did not go as planned. Also from July of 2016, on a different day, all I wrote was a quote from Elizabeth Elliot. If quiet prayer is the foundation of my long day, the first place I go when I wake up, the first conversation in which I engage, it's going to make a difference in everything I do later. Beginning the day with prayer instills a joyful calmness in me that I can bring to the people that I encounter throughout the day. From August of 2019, if there is one thing I've learned in life, it is that in the lowest moments of the soul, you have to drag yourself into the presence of God. No matter how you feel, no matter what is against you or what you're going through, you have to make a conscious decision to run to Him. And then Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. From September of 2022, I woke up with fear breathing down my neck. I would not generally consider myself a fearful person, but the last few years it has been a frequent and intense battle. It is not constant, but when it hits, it is severe. Sometimes it is insidious and slowly creeps up on me. Other times it hits abruptly with full force tsunami waves that buckle my knees and threaten my life. The intensity varies, the frequency varies, but I feel like I've been on a fear coaster for way too long. Sometimes it's related to a dread of the future, sometimes related to a certain vein of uncertainty. Sometimes, oftentimes, it is horror related to things that could happen in the lives of the people I love, particularly one person. This last type of fear is not ambiguous or nebulous. It's not just dismal forebodings, as Much Afraid's aunt was named in Hind's Feet. This is a terror that is as vivid as any movie I've ever seen. Scenes play out in my mind. Scenes that seem real, feel real. Fear feels like this is so fierce, it presents itself as certain. And it doesn't just attack with images, but also with feelings. The other day, I sat at my desk and wrestled fear so deep that I knew I needed an image to remember what it felt like after it left. It was as if four black boa constrictors wrapped themselves around me, one around my brain, one around my throat, one around my heart, and one around my stomach. Each snake was weaving and circling around me, coiling itself more and more tightly until I felt I was being suffocated. This may sound exaggerative when I come back and read this, but I currently remember how it felt. It was mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. It was an all-encompassing fright that I couldn't seem to shake. It seemed as if it was sucking me down into a black swirling vortex. I feel it is important for me to try to capture just a little of what I have personally experienced. The Bible says that in the last days, men's hearts failing them for fear, Luke 21:26. And yet Jesus told his followers to see that ye be not troubled about the same unfolding events, Matthew 24:6. I have the answer, I have Jesus, and I have to learn to fight and war against fear to bring hope to others. And then on another day, in August of 2022, I just wrote a quote from Drew Galloway. What I love about the church is you never know somebody's story. You never really know how far God has brought somebody. Because here's what the grace of God does. We don't look like what we've been through. And so that is just a little random menagerie of real journaling. Just to give you a picture that what you hear on Unedited every week is not necessarily what I am writing every day. Those are the highlights, the things that have been encouraging to me and maybe encouraging to somebody else. And so don't be intimidated to journal. Get out a pen. Get out a notebook. It can be as basic, as simple as a Mead spiral-bound notebook from your kids' leftover school supplies last year. It is in Bible reading and prayer and through the experiences of life that we get to know God. And so write life down. Writing untangles our thoughts again. It's a huge, huge, and incredible tool in emotional healing and such a special way of recording all the big and little moments in life. Thank you again so much for joining me for this journey. I look forward to meeting up with you again next Friday. If you have questions or to download a handwritten transcript of today's entry, you can visit megunedited.com. For now, go grab your journal and your Bible. I so look forward to the power of this habit in your life. This is Unedited. This is for you. Happy Friday.